Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We've been on the air more than an hour here, and I have not given you any useful winter weather, snowy morning tips. So let me do that right away. Leave plenty of extra time. Don't drive if you don't have to. Wear pants. Did I forget anything?
Pants is an important one. You could get frostbite in under 30 minutes without pants.
Thank you, Steve, for pointing that out. Let's check in with the Illinois Department of Transportation. Maria Castaneda is on the line. Maria, the fast-moving snow has caused you a lot of problems, I know. Where have you sent the plows in the last few minutes?
Hi, good morning. Yes, we actually have plows all over our system. One of the main concerns right now is obviously east, like out on the Edens. You know, with this lake effect snow out there, we're getting hit a little harder right now. And again, you know, as you probably noted earlier, depending on where you are here in Chicago area, depends on how much snow you're getting. So, I mean, one of the main things we can't stress enough is obviously, like you said, if you don't have to be out there, please don't. But again, if you do have to get out there, even though you're not seeing much snow by you, you're more likely going to be driving into quite a bit of snow. So give yourself that extra time, that extra distance between you and the car in front of you. And then, like always, we want to remind people, you know, if they see our plows out there, please give them extra room to work. Don't crowd the plow. You know, unfortunately, if they do get hit, we have to pull them off the system, and that's the last thing we want to do on a day like today. So, you know, again, give yourself that extra room for distance. The other thing, too, if you do find yourself, you know, like in need of help, our ETP drivers are out there as well, helping motorists. And even once everything is all cleared up, because we're going to be out there until this is all done, until everything's cleaned up. But, you know, as everything is cleaned up and or if you're not seeing much snow, there's still those slick spots, you know, the bridges and overpasses. So, again, just be careful and drive for conditions today.
And this is supposed to continue for a few more hours at least, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. And again, you know, like if you're way south, you know, way out, you know, past Joliet, you're probably seeing nothing. But here in the city or, you know, just in these nearby suburbs, you're going to get hit pretty hard. So again, yes, it's from what we're being told, it's going to be considering, you know, continuing through at least a good chunk of this morning. You know, our guys are all obviously out there, but we're also, you know, checking those conditions and we're able to deploy more trucks, you know, as needed.
Well, your IDOT people do a great job. And Minutemen, you still call them Minutemen?
Well, you know what? Yes, there are people who do still call them Minutemen or the ETP drivers. And again, we're, you know, they're out there. So if you do find yourself in need, you know, they can definitely help you out. And thank you.
Well, ETP stands for what?
It's the Emergency Traffic Patrol.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, thanks to them and thanks to you, Maria. Appreciate the update this morning.
Thank you.